Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Adrian.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hey there, this is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney. Happy New Year, Sydney. And she will put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by SCOE 10X. Take it from me, John Patch, use SCOE 10X. It's a pet odor eliminator that will actually work. And if it doesn't in your mind, which won't be a problem, it's 100% money-back guarantee. But you can only buy it on their website, SCOE10X.com. You won't regret it. Also, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And don't forget, in September of 2026, join me in Italy with Colette Tours at 800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009, or just go to talkinpets.com, and the information is there. Right now, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
I got a dog, yeah, my dog's name is Cat. Bet you never heard a thing half as crazy as that. But not only that, I got a cat. And Cat's name is Dog, like Dog's name is Cat. Now with my dog Cat and my cat dog, I confuse who's who, the cat or the dog. Now I bet you think that's pretty absurd. But wait till you hear about my fish bird. Yeah, I got a dog, yeah, my dog's name is Cat. Bet you never heard a thing half as crazy as that. But not only that, I got a cat. And Cat's name is Dog, like Dog's name is Cat. Now my fish bird is in my fish tank, next to my pet goose who goes hank hank. But listen to me and just hear this, I got a bird and I call him Fish. Yeah, I got a dog and my dog's name is Cat. Bet you never heard a thing half as crazy as that. But not only that, I got a cat. And Cat's name is Dog, like Dog's name is Cat. With my goose, my bird, my dog, fish, and cat, people all stare when I tip my hat. Cause it's strange as can be when we walk in the park, stranger still when the cat starts to bark. Yeah, I got a dog and my dog's name is Cat.
All right, never heard a thing. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
I'm Lexi Adams.
I don't know, that's not a song that I can listen to like every day.
No, that's like the wheels on the bus go round and round and makes you want to kill yourself.
Right. So... speaking of, I think my cat wants to kill you. So Shadow...
Oh my, she's got her ears back.
My cat Shadow, basically, during showtime, here in the
devil
studio...
Cat.
She just has to dominate the co-host chair. She...
Only when there's somebody in the studio.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Any other time, doesn't matter. The chair will sit there empty, she has nothing to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but when you first adopted her, I mean, how old is she now?
Four or five?
I mean, she was just so sweet. She was tiny, and she wanted everybody to hold her. Now she's, like, baring her fangs at me.
She's not sweet. She's never been sweet.
Well, ever since you threw her out to the pool.
I didn't throw her in the pool.
She's never liked me.
And my dog never scared Rainey either.
No, actually, she's just very... She's a black cat. She's very vocal, very active, almost like a Siamese cat, very vocal, mm-hmm. Pretty similar. And she is determined. Like, she is the diva of this house.
And your other girls are so precious.
Yeah. Well, she's fine. It's just that during showtime, like, she never does anything bad. But during showtime, she wants that chair.
If it's just me and John in the studio, and she will sit in that chair, for maybe the first 10 minutes of the show until she realizes that no one's coming.
Right.
And then after that, she doesn't touch it again. She never jumps in it again. She doesn't look at the chair. She doesn't try to get in the chair. It doesn't matter about the chair.
But this is where you think where animals are not stupid, and they're very... The thing is, she wants daddy's attention all the time. And I know that just by, you know, being with her constantly and working from home and, you know, my office. She's always in my office with me. But when I start, I can't even pick my phone up because she will walk up to me when I'm on my cell phone and swat the phone out of my hand. All my friends know that she just will sit there and she'll just nudge it with her head out, she'll whatever. But it's the same thing with that chair, because I talk to you, because I look at you, because I give you attention and I don't give it to her. And that's where animals really, I mean, for people who say animals don't have emotions, like jealousy.
Oh, they do.
100%.
I could never get another pet. Besides like a fish, because Nessie, my dog, Wednesday, I call her Ness for short, she is so jealous.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't like it when the kids get next to me. Not like it, but she'll try to get in between me and the kids. Like, she wants to be by my side and nobody else be by my side. If my husband kisses me, she'll pop up and, like, I call it the dolphin punch because she punches him with her face.
That's why I haven't gotten another dog, because Xerxes is just not going to... He's just not going to like it. I can't stay home 24/7 and work through it. So,
and that's the thing, though, is like you're like saying things about Shadow, but Xerxes is that way. Your dog, same thing. And that's the thing with animals. My philosophy on this is that when you have an animal in your life and you're always around them, like you work from home or you don't work and you're just living at home, your dad mom or mom, whatever, but you're always there. That's my point. Is that they get so used to you and want your attention so badly that anything that takes your attention away from them is the point where they're going to try to make the difference. And by her sitting in your chair as soon as you get out of it to go, you know, get a drink or go to the bathroom, whatever, she jumps immediately in that chair. Because she feels like, because I'm talking over there, that I'm going to be talking to her all the time. So I'm going to give her the attention. But that's not true. She doesn't even like when I pick her up to put her down on the floor, because she knows that once she's on the floor, she's not going to have as much attention.
Yep.
And if you notice during the show, she'll try to get up on my lap or she'll grab my arm.
Yeah.
She constantly grabs my arm. Mm-hmm. And she got so aggressive at one point that she started, I don't know if you saw her, but she started slapping my arm.
I know.
It was like, Daddy, I'm here. I'm here, but that's what pets are. And the thing is that when they get that much of attention, then they're demanding it more and more. And I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying that if you're around them all the time, it's like a child.
Oh.
They depend on mom and dad. Mom and dad's going to take care of me. You know, if I have a problem, I can go to mom. I can go to dad, whatever.
Well, and I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but, you know, part of my daily prayers, you know, because I do most of my praying when I'm walking in the woods and doing
me
all
too.
That and talking to God.
I'm going to have a sip on
and
him
I
right
say,
now.
I go, you know, watch over us, blah, 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 blah. And whatever you do, please let that dog die of natural causes. Just not wake up or curl up at a ball and be fine and just go, because he will fight me to the death. He will. It would be like if somebody
How old is your... Now, you have a Rottweiler.
Yes.
And how old is
yours?
He's
9 and a half.
Aww. That's old for a Rottie. I mean,
he eats better than I do. You know I've always had him on an incredible diet. He doesn't even have white hair.
The thing that's weird is that, like I've said before, like when my mom died, my dad kept the dog, of course, and it was a Bichon. And the dog never ate well. I mean, they gave that dog, no matter how much I complained about it, but they gave that dog everything from the table, everything you can imagine. And I'm like, you know, this is not healthy. I kept telling my mom. My mom would get so upset she'd cry. And I'm like, Mom, I'm not here to make you cry. I'm just trying to make you understand that that's not healthy for the dog. But you know what? It became like a slap in my face when that dog lived to be like 29, 30 years old. When my dad died, the dog went to live with my nephew, Brian. And the dog lived to like 29, 30 years for a Bichon.
Yeah.
And the dog ate the worst food you could ever imagine.
Was it fat?
Everything. I mean, whatever you eat, that dog ate.
That's so funny.
If I have leftover batter after making waffles for the kids, I make one for Nessie.
That's cute.
But it's,
she loves it.
But it's like, I just don't know if it's just, it's not necessarily like it's breed related, but it's just that for some reason, that dog, that cat, they'll eat junk. And
Betty White,
survive.
Hot dogs and vodka. That's
yeah.
Right.
I mean, that was Betty. Betty loved Betty. You know, she loved her vodka and she loved to work. And I mean, the last conversation, one of the last conversations I had with Betty White was we were talking on the phone. She's like, John, I probably get 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night. And she said, if I got any more than that, I would die. She lived to be 99, mm-hmm. almost 100. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And she kept going all the time.
Yep.
That's what I do. And I swear, after all the illnesses I've had, and surgeries, I'm still going.
Yep.
Because I work all the time. That might be the answer to, you know, living forever. Who knows? Or at least a long time. Fountain of youth. Anyway, I don't look like I used to when I was young. But hey, this is life. And talking pets.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love. To travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Was killed in a suspected mountain lion attack while she was hiking alone in the mountains of northern Colorado in what would be the first fatal attack by one of the predators in the state in more than 25 years. Wildlife officers later in the day located two mountain lions in the area and fatally shot them. The attack occurred in the mountains south of the small community of Glen Haven, about 7 miles northeast of Estes Park, and considered the gateway to the eastern entrance of Rocky Mountain National Park. Shortly before noon, two hikers encountered a mountain lion near the woman's body along the remote section of the mountain trail, which is on the national forest. The hikers threw rocks at the animal to scare it from the immediate area so that they could try to help the woman. One of the hikers was a physician who attended to the victim and did not find a pulse. Details on the woman's injuries and cause of death were not immediately released. And the search for the mountain lions continues ongoing. They said circumstances would dictate whether any additional lions were to be found or killed. Sightings of mountain lions are common in the forested area where the suspect's attack occurred, but there have not been any recent documented attacks on humans. Mountain lions attack are rare in Colorado. Last suspected fatal attack was in 1999 when a 3-year-old was killed. 2 years before that, a 10-year-old boy was killed by a lion by dragging it away from its family while they were hiking in the Rocky Mountain National Park. Last year in the Northern California, two brothers were stalked and then attacked by the lion that they tried to fight off. One of the brothers was killed. The animals, also known as cougars, catamounts, and other names, can weigh 130 pounds and grow to more than 6 feet long. They eat primarily deer. Colorado has estimated 3,800 to 4,400 of these animals, which are classified as big game species in the state and can be hunted. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
One of the things that when you're out there, and Jilly, you know, because you're always taking hikes where you live now in Tennessee, but when you're out there and you know that there's animals such as mountain lions and bears and so on and so forth, they do say, depending on the species, that a lot of times make yourself big and scary if they're coming at you. Sometimes that works, depending on the animal. But my question on this story is that, you know, it's been all over the national news mm-hmm. that this woman was killed. And the thing is that I don't think we use our sense enough as humans. If we're going out there to hike and we're going into a wilderness that belonged to wild animals, no matter what is known in your area, why don't you take something with you
right.
that would help? Whether it be mace, mm-hmm. whether it be a gun, mm-hmm. or anything actually that would deter the animal from coming at you, or if the animal is on you, you can do something like, they even sell tasers. You can buy a taser. If that animal attacks you and you have it on your side, tase the animal.
Yeah.
Or spray that spray in its eyes. Because that's almost like teaching a dog or a cat, you're breaking that mode that that animal is in, and that animal is in attack mode. You are food.
Right.
And so by using one of those devices, you're breaking that behavior, which would expel that animal to try to take care of itself more so than to eat you. So it's like lessons should be learned by the human population that if you're going to be out there, protect yourself.
But everybody has, like, not everybody, but most people live under a main character energy, and the main character doesn't die, so it's not going to happen to me.
Right.
That's how people live. It's, oh, they read the story, and they're like, what an idiot. And then they go and do something even stupider, because it's not going to happen to me, because so many people live under that. I'm the main character of this world, and
anybody,
I can't die.
Anybody that's breathing is susceptible to have it happen to you.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and now cougars and mountain lions are a little bit more dangerous because they can track you silently, where you normally will know that there is a horned beast or a bear because of the heat, the breathing and the noises. And
But the attacks by mountain lions aren't as prevalent as people may think.
Right.
For that species. A lot of animals are afraid, like wolves. They're afraid of humans. They don't like the scent of humans. Sharks, when they bite into a human, they don't necessarily like that taste.
Yeah.
That's why
people get bit by sharks, not eaten.
Right, 100%. So, I mean, but utilizing the fact that you have a tool with you that would work. I mean,
alligators would eat you, though. What could you do to protect yourself?
Unless you're a capybara.
They don't like them?
No.
You have to go steal one from the cafe in St. Pete.
But alligators may not eat you right away. They may try to drown you.
Yes, and stuff you in their larynx.
Yeah, they roll you, basically. Oh, yeah. But then after that, they may stuff you somewhere and come back and get you later.
Yeah, they don't eat you until you rot.
They are going to eat you, though.
Yeah, I mean, they could do damage, too, but they could bite as well, and you lose an arm, and they're going to eat the arm. It's like, you know, but to get a full body down, that's a little bit more difficult. But could it kill you? Yes. Would it eat you in one bite? No. But, you know, the thing is that as we live in a society where we keep encroaching on wild animals, is that we need to be aware that it is their territory, not ours, and that we need to defend ourselves in terms of having something on our body.
I do. I carry bear spray. I have my gutting knife, and I carry a small siren horn. Because that is a really good one with the elk and the deer.
Well, that's a good idea, too, is even like, I don't know what the silent one is. I'm not sure on that one. But a horn in itself, I mean, that would deter an animal with the noise.
Yes.
I even thought, like, firecrackers. Just buy some firecrackers. And I mean, if you have something charging you, and you know you have firecrackers on you, I think you're going to have enough time to actually light them and throw them.
I don't think I'm going to have the mental capacity of something charging me to be like, where's my lighter? Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing.
Give me the firecrackers.
No, and that's the thing. Some people may not. I mean, some people may be like, no, I can't think of this right now. I can't do it. But if you make yourself aware of the fact that it's there, you have it to use it, and like, say you don't want to go out and buy a horn, or you don't want to go out and buy something that, you know, or you can't get bear spray or anything.
My palms get real sweaty when I'm nervous. I'm not sure I could get the lighter to light.
Just
have to bring matches.
The matter of it all, though, is just take something with you you're protected.
Take something with you.
Right. Because then if you don't, you might be this woman in Colorado that got eaten by a mountain lion.
She didn't get eaten. Just
got killed.
The bears out there are a lot nastier than the bears in the East Coast, too, because we are predominantly black bears, which are more carnivorous. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm herbivores, and the bears out there eat meat.
Yeah. Grizzlies.
Yes.
818-818-6401. Give us a call. This is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk to you about your pets. Or if you have a comment or a story, maybe something happened to you out in the wild, let us know.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew
12-year-old boys could be so mean.
And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff.
So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Two extremely rare white giraffes, a mother and her calf, were killed by armed poachers in northeastern Kenya, leaving only one white giraffe remaining in the world. The animals were found in a skeletal state within the Ishkabini Hirola Community Conservancy, the only community known to protect these unique giraffes. The female giraffe, first discovered in 2017, was white due to leucism, not albinism. Or albinism, and had become an international symbol of conservation and a boost to local tourism and research. Conservation leaders called the killings devastating, stressing that while elephant poaching was declined, other species remained at serious risk, particularly from often overlooked bushmeat poaching. The loss is described as a major blow to conservation efforts, genetic research, and the local community. Kenya Wildlife Services is investigating, though the poachers and their motives remain unknown, as conservationists call for justice and stronger protection in all of wildlife. Justice must be served. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
And don't forget, by the way, you can check us out on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can also listen to us on pound 250 on your smartphone. Alexa, CRN4, tune in. And also at TalkinPets.com, just click on the button that says Listen Live, and you can listen there on the website as well. But join us on our social media. We'd like to grow, and we'd like to grow with you at Talkin' Pets Radio.
proposal that could weaken protections for America's national parks and public lands has been halted for now after strong public backlash. U.S. Senator Mike Lee introduced an amendment that would have removed language preventing the sale of national parks and other protected lands, sparking immediate outrage from the conservative groups and the public. As the bill is currently written, the Department of the Interior is barred from selling national park units. The safeguard was added after Interior Secretary Doug Burgum suggested that the National Park Service does not need many small, smaller sites. Removing this prohibition would have sent a clear signal that shrinking the national park system is acceptable. This concern is compounded by President Trump's 2026 budget proposal, which was fund only a fraction of the national park system. Such deep cuts could force the elimination of some park units, especially those already underfunded or deemed less profitable. Facing intense opposition, Lee reversed course, leaving existing protection intact. Advocacy organizations emphasized that this outcome was driven by public action, though they warned the threat could return since the Senate recesses before a final vote. The amendment raised fears of parks being sold or privatized, especially amid broader concerns such as proposed budget cuts that could underfund or eliminate smaller park units. Senator Lee has previously pushed similar efforts to sell public land, which were also defeated due to bipartisan opposition. The episode underscores the importance of continued vigilance and public engagement to protect national parks, which are vital for wildlife, ecosystems, clean water, and future generations. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
The world is dying. Everywhere we turn, pain, destruction, and silence. Innocent voices crying. But a world leader stay quiet. If politics can't protect the people, then what is it for?
Politics has killed the world.
United Nations quiet, watching the world perish. Look at Ukraine for some years now. Countless souls have met their untimely death. Houses and lives of citizens have vanished into thin air.
Look at Cameroon since 2016, the English speaking Cameroon has lived like us in their own nation.
If politics doesn't preserve human life, then
why do we have it?
Not to forget beautiful nations like Sudan, Gaza, Haiti, Mali, South Sudan, Yemen, Syria, Ethiopia, Ukraine, Afghanistan, Myanmar, Congo,
and the Sahel region.
Their suffering is caused by one man or a group of men. Governed under one iron hand. Doesn't mean one man is greater than the whole world. Doesn't mean the United Nations is weaker than a dictator's word. Why can't we stand for peace and truth? Why can't we live the world?
I love this song.
It's a great song.
And I was surprised when I found it. But I think it says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, with that story that Lexi just read, if you read between the lines on what people do in higher positions, and you realize the fact that they're doing it for themselves or their immediate people around them and not for the good of all mankind, then that person should not be in power. If you're going to take a national park and you're going to break it out into bits and pieces and start to sell it off, where's the money going to?
Right.
And who is it going to when that is sold? And when it becomes available, is it a richer entity, corporation, that buys that land and then later develops it, not caring about the wildlife and the animals and the trees and everything else that are on there? The things that actually keep our Earth alive,
right,
keeping us alive as a human species and the animals alive, makes a huge difference. So when you see a story or hear a story like Lexi just read, you want to read between the lines and look at the motives, the true motives that are being done when it affects other people. People make mistakes. If they don't admit to their mistakes, then most of the times they're hiding something. And I'll leave it at that.
Hear, hear.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you, of course, about your pets.
Let the games begin!
Name that animal sound. If you can name what animal this is, you can pick a bottle of SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. You can go with a CD from Gino Sasani. It's a music CD, In Cold Blood. It's a reptile CD about reptiles. The book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Pets, Pets, Pets. You can go with dog treat supplements from Good Pets Foods. You can go with Silly Beads by Kayla. I've got a Starbucks tumbler holder. I've got a couple other things as well. And also we do have a calendar for 2026 that we could send to you as well. So, you got some choices. We have an ink pen, if you're a Kansas City fan, by the way. we have an ink pen on that by Silly Beads to give out too. But this is the animal sound. What creature makes that sound? So, they are spotted, and the spots on this creature are like human fingerprints. No two have exactly the same pattern. What creature is it? Do you have an idea?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I figured you would.
Yeah.
And Lexi?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do too? Oh, good. This is what it sounds like? What is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Your friend Brian had called in, and there's an event going on or something that he wanted us to...
He works for PBS, and we wanted to make an announcement per Brian Mayhey. Love you, dude. You're awesome. That Nova will have a special. It's coming out on... it premieres on February 4th at 9 p.m. on PBS, and it is about Can Dogs Talk? And it goes into depth about speech buttons with dogs and how some specific breeds can even teach themselves different new words at a very high speed and how they're able to pick up and have conversations. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be really interesting. And then again, that is February 4th at 9 p.m. on PBS.
You know, I always said if you gave an animal speech, you know, Coco, the gorilla, yeah, had sign language, mm-hmm, and understood it. And there was a story way back when, I'll never forget it because we talked about it, where they were trying to let gorillas talk.
Yes.
And they were trying to do something with the vocal cords that would allow these animals to formulate words. Pretty much Planet of the Apes.
Yep.
The story came out, and it disappeared as quick as it came out, which makes me wonder about things. But would we as a human species actually look at animals differently? Like if our dog walked up to us and said, I don't like the food that you're feeding me. or the cat said, get the heck out of my chair. That's my chair. Rather than just hissing or spatting about it.
No, because the people that hurt animals would probably hurt people too. And they can talk.
Well, the people that do hurt animals normally do hurt people.
So yes, most likely, no. If you love your pets with... If they can't talk, you are going to love them 10 times more if they can talk. But if you don't like animals, them talking is not going to make you like them more.
I think actually it would definitely change our eating habits if animals were giving vocal.
Please don't eat me, Moo.
Yeah, well.
I have a family, Moo.
I don't think he sounds like that, but you never know.
In her mind, it does, which is darling.
We're going to go out to Dina in Virginia, and Dina thinks that she knows what this is.
Is it a leopard?
A leopard. Hmm.
Missed it by that much.
One, I guess.
It is not a leopard, but I'll play strike three with you, Dina. Think taller. Taller.
A lot taller than a leopard.
Oh, yes.
How about a giraffe?
I heard somebody give you that answer. Who was that?
My husband.
Congratulations.
Giraffe.
Stay on the line, Dina. And Sydney's going to ask you what you want. We got to go out to a break. But when we come back, we'll continue on with talking pets. But talk with Sydney. And I recommend, did you ever try, I'm going to ask you, did you ever try, Dina, the SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator?
I have not, but that was the one I was going to pick.
Well, it's yours. So stay on the line. We'll get your address, and we'll ship that out to you to try. It's amazing.
All right, thank you, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy
all.
New Year, Dina. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, and have a good one. Hold on. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more of Talkin' Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators of small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
If you won't eat it, would you give it to your pet? Lab-grown, cultivated meat for pets is emerging as a sustainable, cruelty-free alternative to traditional pet food proteins. Made by growing real animal cells, such as chicken, in controlled lab environments, it delivers meat with the same basic nutritional components as conventional meat, without raising or slaughtering animals. Key benefits include a much lower environmental footprint, less land, water, energy use, and fewer greenhouse gas emissions, improved animal welfare, and the potential for cleaner, more controlled production with fewer contaminants, antibiotics, or hormones. Early trials show pets readily accept and enjoy these products. However, concerns remain. Cultivated meat is highly processed and relies on nutrient baths, binders, and fillers, raising questions about its status as a whole food. There is also limited long-term research on pet health impacts, including digestion, nutrient absorption, and immune response. Consumer hesitation is another hurdle, with many pet owners wanting more education and transparency. Cost may also be higher at first. The UK has approved and launched the first cultivated meat pet treats through Meatly. In the US, it is federally approved, but not widely available, with some states banning it. Other companies, such as Bond Pet Foods, are developing animal-free proteins for pets. The bottom line is, with pet food contributing significantly to global environmental impact, cultivated meat offers a promising path forward. But broader acceptance will depend on proven safety, nutritional value, affordability, and overcoming concerns about process. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. On his lab meat, they're using the pets as a guinea pig. That's proven. And
been using us as guinea pigs for years. I can't stand lab created meat. It's awful.
I have never tried it, so I can't speak for it. I've had I've had like the vegetarian part stuff where it's like veggie food, but it's supposed to be like a burger or whatever. And I've had
Beyond Meat.
Yeah, right, yeah. I've tried that.
Beans and stuff like
But this is actually made in labs. Yes. It's cultivated from cells.
And they're using, they're just adding more fillers and stuff to it like they're doing to our food and causing us more diseases.
And that's where I have to question. That's where I have to question everything is with all of that.
Yeah.
But they are using pets as the guinea pigs, basically, by putting pet food out there. See how well they do on that.
They're going to start doing it to our troops, too. And the government turned that down.
But I do like the aspect that it cuts back on certain things that harm the environment and animals and so on. We don't have to kill as many animals. I get all that. And I think that's a positive. But I would have to see more science. And I would have to see more of, like, what happens long-term being on this kind of meat. I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah.
I really do. But there's not enough, like in that story alone, there's not enough said, and there's not enough science put out there to people. I never see hardly ever, if ever, it covered on the news.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm waiting for, is to see what more people think about it.
It's in pieces of it, but then they don't go into it and they don't come back around to it.
Because it's boring. Nobody wants to. People want the tragedy.
When I still lived here years ago and Burger King came out, but first of all, I didn't eat fast food anymore, but I just had to try that burger. I just had to. Just wanted to see it. And I got so violently ill.
Really? I didn't. Yeah.
Well, the thing
I had
that's
it.
Funny with the Beyond Beef at Burger King, and this is just food for thought for any vegetarian or anything like that. Do you honestly think that they have a separate grill for a burger that most likely does not sell highly? Do you think that they wipe down their grills in between their regular burgers? No. Your Beyond Burger is still covered in grease, so go ahead and say, oh, I ate a vegetarian burger. No, you didn't. It was covered in meat
so
juice.
So unless you work there at Burger King or wherever, you don't know that.
Somebody
for sure.
That works at Burger King can go ahead and call in and prove me wrong.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. I mean, if you do work there and you know that for a fact, then I would say, okay. But you don't. And I do watch Gordon Ramsay, who I love his shows. Hello, Gordon. And I've seen that on the kitchen things that they show where people want a vegetarian dinner, but then it's cooked, like you said, on the same grill. I
at
see that.
At a restaurant.
And I get
that
it.
That is different. At a restaurant, that is different because you can make special requests. At a fast food restaurant, there is no way that when you have a 20-car line that they're wiping it down for your one vegetarian burger.
Well,
there's absolutely no way.
Well, restaurants are quick, too, depending on how busy they are. But well, my point was I was agreeing with you. I wasn't disagreeing with you. Is that
she got feisty, didn't she?
She did. But she didn't listen to the fact that I was agreeing with her. But, you know, the thing is that, but you can't say that on everybody because you don't know for sure.
Right.
But it has been proven on the Gordon Ramsay shows that they use the same grill. So you're right, Lexi.
Yeah.
But to call out
I'm
a
sure
fast
that sometimes
food,
they don't.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But I do agree that they could get busy and throw it on there, that could happen. But we don't know that for a fact. But the thing is that, yeah, I mean, it probably happens. But anyway. But I
want
to.
If you want vegetarian food, don't go to a fast food restaurant.
Exactly.
I want to see more science on it before I even feed it to my cats, because I'm just not sure enough on it. On that note, we say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. Eat what you may, just please be careful. Spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet populations. Happy New Year. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jillian Sidlow.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Great to have you here, Jilly.
Oh, thank you.
Like old days.
I love you guys. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Say goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.